You are now listening to Shotgun Sports, powered by Winchester. Recorded in the U.S. and streaming all over the world, we talk to shotgun shooters from all disciplines, world-class instructors, gun clubs, target setters, vendors, and industry-leading companies that fuel the sport. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and connect with us on social media. You can also catch our episodes on ShotgunSportsUSA.com.
If you or your club are looking to purchase Pro-Matic traps, make sure you get in touch with Rick Hemingway. He is the largest Pro-Matic dealer in the country and can handle everything for you. Rick offers new and pre-owned units and exceptional service. He also has a huge rental fleet, so no job is too big or small. Rick is well known for setting championship-style targets and designing unbelievable courses, so make sure you ask him about his turnkey services for skeet, trap, and five-stand. Contact Rick today at backwoodsquailclub.com or call 843-546-1466. What's up, Dominic? How you doing tonight?
Good, Justin. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, man. Good to have you on the podcast with me. And it's coming up to one of the largest regionals that I have seen. Now, I don't know about history, but I have not seen a regional this big since I've been shooting. So what do you think made this shoot so big?
I think, people are ready to get out and shoot. The game has grown, continues to grow. And I think, a big part of it, too, is just the fact that we're located in a great spot. I mean, Forsyth is easy to get to from anywhere in the southeast, located right off 75, easy to fly into Atlanta and drive down, tons of hotels, within 10 minutes of the club. Same goes for restaurants. We got good restaurants in Forsyth. Good restaurants in Macon, hotels everywhere. I mean, it's kind of just like a perfect scenario.
Yeah, I will say, I will agree with that. And you've been to plenty of shoots. It always seems to be hard to find a hotel, and there's a ton in Macon.
Yeah. It's amazing how, we got hotel room blocks. There's still some out there if people are, late to register, but some of the hotels in our area have, called us saying, hey, room block is filling up. We appreciate the business. And, it's largely, I think, just because of how close they are,
it's
been awesome.
I've always said that, middle Georgia is 2 hours away from everywhere else in Georgia,
That's absolutely right. Well, and this is kind of funny. And I thought of this cause I was, we were making the course maps recently and, to do it the way we wanted, we used Google Earth. Mm-hmm. And in the screenshot that I created, you can see I-75. So you have one of the largest interstates in the country is in our screenshot because the club is 400 yards away from the interstate. Yep. So accessibility, we're accessible. It's very easy to get off the interstate, turn right or turn left, and 400 yards, you're at the entrance of the club.
Yeah. Speaking of the maps, have you uploaded any maps anywhere, Facebook or your website?
We put them on the landing page, that we're using. So if you go to meadowsgunclub.com, go to our events tab, click on the regional, one of the buttons on that page will be the landing page, and it's got the maps there. It also even has a link to our, regional event booklet that everybody will get in their shooter bag. And that's got the map in it as well. So, few little details I want kind of people to know is, our trailer parking will be in the southern field. If you've been to our events, you know where that is, but if you're not familiar with it, just all trailer parking is going to be in the south field. And then, all of the car parking where, people who are renting golf carts, they'll go through the main entrance and park right there, in the grass. And, we'll have like 130 golf carts waiting for everybody.
I want to ask you a question about being a new club owner. So you bought the club a little over a year ago.
Yep.
And you've had a, you had a successful state shoot there. How hectic has it been for you to organize, the Southeast Regional?
You know, I don't think it's been hectic at all. You know, I think, one thing I like to say I've done right is kind of shut up and listen sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, and listen to people who've done these shoots. Quite frankly, hire people who've done these shoots. You know, and you look at our target setters, they're all very experienced at working big shoots, right? So not just having them come in and set targets, but, you know, listen and kind of let them offer suggestions, right, on how to do certain things better. You know, having Eric as, you know, at the club all the time, you know, he's gone to these shoots, he's worked these shoots. So, you know, to a large extent, he knows what to do. But we certainly wouldn't be where we are without, you know, his help and, you know, Rick and, you know, Big Mike and, Zach at Forest City. I mean, like, there's a wealth of knowledge in the community, and sometimes you just have to ask, and then just shut up and listen. So, that's been a big difference maker when you look at, having a great, you know, record breaking state shoot last year, then going into this shoot and just, you know, listening and also just having a timeline, right? Like, hey, what do we need to get done? And let's execute, and make sure that we're not rushing to do things last minute.
Yeah. You have three main event courses for the regional this year. And as long as I can remember, the Meadows has always been two courses. What made you want to cut that third course in?
Really just the club has gotten busier, over the last few years, even before, you know, I took over, and with the number of, you know, corporate events, youth shooting events, you know, it was always kind of, we quickly identified last year that, you know, there's definitely room for it on the property. You know, and having one might make it we knew it would make it possible for us to host, you know, more things going on in the club without shutting down, right? Like saying, okay, well, we got to shut down because we have one corporate event. You know, now we can really balance two corporate events on the property, and even let some of our, you know, members who bring their own golf cart or whatever still, you know, shoot around on one of the courses, right? We do definitely have to notify people the right way and, you know, kind of direct traffic a certain way, but it just allowed us to capture all the business that wants to come to the Meadows. You know, and then the other thing, I mean, I think the big factor was, well, like I said, we have the space, but two, when we walked the area that we wanted to put that course and where we did put the course, you know, we just quickly identified like the terrain on it is completely different from the rest of the property. And that got us pretty excited, pretty quick. You know, and just kind of seeing the diamond in the rough, as we walked it, you know, it's shaped up to be exactly what we wanted it to be. And we're excited for it.
And this new course is directly behind the pro shop, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. Directly behind it. If you're walking towards the pro shop or towards, you know, the registration building, it's just to the right. I mean, you can see straight down the road. You can see all the blue, shiny Promatic traps out there in the woods. At night when it's dark is all get out there, you can actually see, you know, you can count all of our, solar battery chargers. they've got green numbers on it and they light up, pretty well back there.
I'm glad you noticed that, Dominic.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, one of those things, like when you're walking, you know, to your truck or something, it's late at night and you look out in the woods, you're like, what are all those lights doing? Oh yeah. That's the solar panels.
Yeah. So, you're going to pull into the main gate. If you do not have a trailer, you pass by it and it's down on the left where you park with a trailer, correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct. Yeah. If you're bringing your own buggy, you'll go past the main entrance, about a half mile on the left. There'll be another entrance. That'll be a giant field. And you'll park there. If you are renting a golf cart, you'll go into the main entrance, the regular 1064 Rumble Road, entrance, and, you'll see signs, right? I mean, you won't be able to miss it. You'll park right there. Golf carts will be there. If you're not getting a golf cart for whatever reason, maybe you want to walk the main event or whatever, we'll have shuttles that drive you from that car parking area to the registration building. And once you're at registration, you're basically right next to the main event courses. You're right on Bender Row. You're at the ammo barn. I mean, you're in the middle of everything.
Are you going to have a special place set up to register, or are you just going into the pro shop?
We're going to run registration through our normal pro shop. We are not doing anything in that building other than registration. So you'll go in one door, you know, you'll get your shooter bag, you'll see Casey or Becky, get your registration handled, go through the checkout process, and then you leave that building. Yeah. That's all that building's for. So all practice tickets, practice cards, ammo will all be handled at the ammo barn, which is like directly outside that. If you're familiar with the Meadows, it's normally where our golf carts are stored. We'll be where everything like that is taken care of. We'll also have right next to the ammo barn will be the Habo trailer, and they'll be selling the official merchandise, you know, t-shirts, hats, and the sort. So all that will be right there. And then that's kind of the start of your vendor row, where you'll have, you know, all your gun vendors, Granny PMS, Pure Gold, Krieg Off, you know, everybody like that.
What vendors will be on hand at the event?
I mean, it's a list, man. It's a growing list. I mean, I'll say it's probably going to be one of the best shoots of the year, other than Nationals for, you know, demoing a gun, you know, or the U.S. Open. I mean, we've got, you know, Krieg Off's coming with DuPont, and, you know, Bretta will be there. Cole Gunsmithing will be there. They've got a number of demo guns. Woolley Shooting Clinics will be there with a number of demo guns. So, you know, if you're looking at buying a new gun this year, you're pretty much going to be able to find it at this regional.
Yeah. Tell me about food. You know, I'm going to ask about that.
Man, I think you'll be happy. You're going to be there, Wednesday through Sunday, 5 days. So you'll get to sample everything.
Well, good.
So we've got 4 food trucks coming. You know, and I put in a lot of effort, probably too much effort, to make sure they were all different. So we've got like a barbecue truck, of course. It's Georgia. You got to have some barbecue. Mm-hmm. We'll have a hamburger truck. Which they have like all sorts of different, you know, the traditional hamburgers, but some pretty wild things too that, you know, might pique some interest. We've got a Mexican food truck, that is actually, you know, owned by a local Mexican restaurant that is like super good. We actually had them out at Georgia State last year, and I was just like, you know, when everybody kept talking about it, I was like, fine, I'm going to go, you know, try something. And I was like, okay, they've got to come back. You know, right. I need them at every event.
Yeah.
Who else is coming? I know there's one more that just slipped my mind.
It's going to be a surprise, everyone.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise, but it'll be good. we're going to have a lot of good food. And then even the Mexican food truck, one that like it's on the schedule, or I've made a post, or it's on our social media, I think, but they're going to be serving breakfast Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, I think it is. That's what it was. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, they'll be serving breakfast tacos out of their truck. So I'm a big sucker for breakfast tacos. So I asked them if they could please do it, and I maybe begged a little bit because I was pumped about it.
Yeah. Are you doing the banquet on, what is it, Saturday night?
So we're doing a Friday night welcome party, okay. And that'll be like heavy hors d'oeuvres. I think we're doing a low country boil for that event. And then Saturday night, we're actually doing like a bigger dinner. Both nights we'll have the beer truck going. In fact, I just placed our keg order today. So, you know, nobody's going to go thirsty. We've got Coca-Cola's, also a sponsor of this event. So they'll have a lot of drinks available, you know, throughout the event, along with Natalie's is also a sponsor. So, you know, if you're not a beer drinker, maybe stash some Natalie's and some vodka for the evening and drink on that.
Let's talk about ammo for a second. Are you going to have enough at the club for everyone to shoot that attends?
Yeah. We're definitely going to have enough. You know, it's funny. I'm not exaggerating. I kind of wish I was, but I think I've called Winchester and Game Boar every day for the last like month. In fact, right before the Western Regional, Donnie at Winchester called me and he was like, "Hey man, like here's your update. Here's where we're at. Here's what we're going to get ready to ship. By the way, don't call me next week. I'm at the Western Regional." I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I can do that. I think it was like Wednesday of the Western Regional. You know, he called me and I said, "Well, I wasn't going to call you." And he's like, "Well, I just want to give you an update." And, you know, so we're going to have a lot. I mean, I think, you know, we've been getting pretty regular emails about shipments, you know, getting released. I was just told yesterday by Game Boar that they released a shipment to us and we've got like, I think six more pallets or five more pallets next week coming. So we're going to have a lot. We're going to have a lot of ammo. You know, unfortunately, to start the event, we'll be limiting, you know, what we're going to do is like kind of what you need for the event, all the events that you're shooting, plus a flat, right? So that you'll have enough to warm up with and play games and do that kind of thing. And then we'll see where we're at, you know, once we see everybody kind of get through registration and shooting a little bit. And, you know, if we've got a lot more inventory, but we'll certainly open it up to more. We want people to shoot. We want people to have fun. And we don't want ammo to be a stressing point. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a lot. I mean, I think I'm not going to commit to an exact number because there's still some things in flux. But, I mean, we're definitely going to have a lot.
Yeah. So the people flying in, and even if you're driving and don't have room, they shouldn't have to worry about having something to shoot.
No, they don't need to worry about having something to shoot. All they need to do, you know, once they go through registration, you know, bring their registration because, you know, we are going to have to be a little strict on making sure that everybody gets what they need, right? So, you know, whatever is on your list, you know, we're not going to be like crazy strict as far as I think I wrote it up as instructions for the staff working that building that, you know, if you're shooting main event, like that's a flat, right? You know, and then you're shooting fee tasks, that's a flat. If you're shooting a 100 bird event, you know, that's, I think, six boxes or something that you can get. So, you know, plenty for that. And then if you can add another flat, I mean, that should be enough for you to go and practice on the practice course. And, you know, even the people flying in, they don't want to have too much left over because, you know, they can't take all of it home. So,
yeah, I'll take donations.
yeah, absolutely.
I've seen some social media posts over the past month or so that are showing off trophies that are going to be at the Southeast Regional, one from Cole Gunsmithing, really nice looking trophy, some really cool looking trophies from Daniel Defense. What's going on with the Meadows and all of these custom trophies?
They're really cool. We're very fortunate, you know, that the idea of that I took it to these guys who, you know, we knew they wanted to participate in some fashion. And, you know, very fortunate that when we went to them and said, "Hey, what do you think about doing this?" They all jumped on it. And, you know, it was funny listening to them like, "Well, what do you want in it?" And my response was like, "Make it your own. Like, I don't care. You know, all I care about is that, you know, we get a HOA and a M1, 2, and 3 or C1, 2, and 3. You know, like that's all that really matters to us is, you know, having that. But after that, like design it however you want. So it was fun watching them come up with different things. And, you know, everybody that shoots is going to see it. You know, I got a call from Daniel Defense today that theirs is done. They received theirs. They're all boxed up, ready to go. They'll be making their way to the Meadows, I think, next Monday. And, you know, they sent me a sneak peek of a little bit of the change that happened from the mock-up to production. And, I mean, I'm fired up for it. It's going to be awesome. You know, and Pure Gold has made theirs. And, you know, that was kind of, to be honest, kind of the inspiration behind the whole thing, right? Yeah. I mean, that, you know, Pure Gold has done their choke tube trophies a couple times. And, you know, you always see people, you know, when they take their pictures and post it on social media, they're always more fired up, you know, to hold that one. And so, you know, I thought it was kind of a big deal to do that with more events. And, you know, that we'll have them on display through the registration, at least one from each company, just so people can kind of see them. And then, you know, Sunday during the awards, we're going to do awards for all of those events, you know, at the event. So, you know, hang around and get your trophy and take it home and be proud of it.
A few years back at one of the events at the Meadows, I remember seeing you there standing next to this big trailer with beer taps hanging out the side of it. Now, is that a trailer that belongs to you?
No, that was Trident Cup. Okay. That was the Trident Cup. What was that? 2019 Trident Cup. That was that event with, 200 V-Task, cause it was a Grand Slam event, 200 Super Sporting, 200 Sporting. And, I won the V-Task, in my class, and I got the brilliant idea to just wander over to the beer taps and just start filling up my trophy and start drinking from it. It was hot.
Yeah.
Cold beer, why not? It's the same beer tray that we will have at the regional. So, if anybody gets thirsty, I'm sure we'll have some leftover beer. I think some of our trophies will hold some liquid in them.
Yeah. I just thought about this when you're talking about it was hot. The weather here lately has been nice. I mean, it's not been hot. It hadn't been cold. Of course, it'll never get cold here. But hopefully that carries out, to the regional. To where it's really, really nice. I mean, as long as this weather stays like it was today, man, it'll be great.
Yeah. I mean, look, Georgia weather can get brutal. Spring weather, I think our average temperature at the Meadows for the dates of the regional, just when you look at weather, historical, whatever, is like a high of 75. I mean, if it's that, I'll be perfectly happy with it. Even if it's a little warmer, I'll be good. It's right also at that time where the pollen kind of starts to diminish a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I think, it's kind of great timing this time of year to have an event in Georgia. So
yeah. How many
fired up about it?
How many employees you gonna have working for you? I bet it's a bunch of them. Do you know yet?
I actually have that on my computer screen right now, and I think it's like 120.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, and it's just, we have a lot of events. I mean, V-Task Grand Slam, three main event courses. I mean, just that alone just makes a big difference. We're doing 100 birds sub gauge. That makes a big difference, right? You go from having maybe like an 8-station 50 bird event to, a 14 station. I think it's 14 stations that we're doing for sub gauge. So. More trappers, more trash, more ice and water guys, all over the property. So, yeah, it's a lot.
I'm kind of excited about the 3-day main,
me too.
I mean, I like that. We've shot them a couple of times. Nationals has got a big, 4-day main, and you don't go to a lot of shoots that have a 3-day main. I'm kind of excited to see how it works.
I am too. And, I think it's, with a 3-day main, I think there's a little less, I don't want to say pressure, but, your target setters, they don't, with a 3-day main, they don't have to try to beat you quite as hard. I mean, like, obviously our target setters, the ones that are coming to the regional, they're all very good. They've got a name for themselves for a reason, right? They throw great quality targets. They use the terrain. They don't want to beat you with distance or speed. They're just going to try to beat you, by you not reading the line right or whatever, right? But with a 3-day main, you got to pull yourself together for 3 days to win, right? I mean, you might have a phenomenal Friday or a phenomenal Saturday, but if you don't keep it together the other 2 days, like you're not going home with the trophy. So, it becomes a little bit more of a mental game, and I think that's. That's what's cool about it a little bit, missing targets. Like you said, with Nationals being 4 days, I mean, you go to Nationals and, you find yourself missing stupid targets, right? You go home and you're like, I'm going to practice that. And then you don't have a problem missing because it's really not, bad. You just get in your own head. So that's what I like about the 3-day main and that, and you don't shoot yourself out as fast, with a 3-day main, you're not shooting 100 targets in the main event each day. So you kind of, you're able to shoot other events and not feel like you've just stared at, a million targets. That's another thing I like about it. You can go shoot Super Sporting and then the main event, you don't feel burned out. That's a pretty cool feature about it.
Yeah. There's, speaking of the main, you're going to have a Beretta course, right?
Yeah.
And Beretta's going to be doing something pretty cool.
Yeah, so one of our stations on the Beretta course, if you run it, you'll get a ticket. On the ticket, it'll, you know, you'll fill out your name, you'll take it to the ammo barn, we'll have a bucket there. And then at the end of every day of the main event, you know, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday evening, we'll draw a name, and they'll win. You know, we'll have one lucky winner who wins the Silver Pigeon from Beretta. So everybody has an equal shot of winning. You know, if you shoot Friday, that's your chance to win. If you shoot Saturday, that's your chance to win. So, I'm pretty fired up about that. I really appreciate the support from Beretta and bringing three guns to the shoot that we can give away.
That's right. Well, I think you've touched on everything. You know, I just wanted to let the people know it's getting closer to the time to go. And, you know, I wanted to have you on, and if there's any last minute things you wanted to say, you know, get them out. And I think you brought up some good points about stuff. So ammo being the big one, Beretta thing's cool. So.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a big one. I mean, I want people to know, you know, we've got ammo, you know. It's funny, actually, tonight I got an email from a guy who said he's about to register, but before he did, he wanted to make sure he'd be able to get ammo. Like, I mean, that's, you know, register, come, we will have ammo for you. That should be the least of your worries. You know, just come have a good time. So I'm happy to come on and be able to convey that message, you know, and it's going to be a good shoot. I mean, we've got more vendors than, you know, the Meadows has ever hosted. So, I mean, we're excited about that. You know, the vendor row is substantially larger than, you know, we've ever had it. So I think there's going to be a lot to see and do when you're not shooting, and, you know, we'll have a practice course. So, you know, any downtime you have, just go shoot and have fun. You know, and definitely stop by some of the restaurants in Forsyth. I mean, there's some really, really good ones there, and there's definitely some good restaurants in Macon. So there's plenty to see and do in the area.
And for the people listening, if you want to see every, and I mean every one of them now, every one of the best shooters in the United States of America, they're going to be at this shoot. I mean, I've looked through the names, and every single one that I can think of will be here. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think what's going to be fun too, you know, I'll just say this, you know, Saturday night, you know, we're going to give people a chance to eat dinner and whatever. And then we're going to fire up our top 16 shootout. You know, and to qualify for that, you've got to shoot make a break. I think it's Thursday and Friday. Landing page. I'm sorry, my brain's fried.
Go to the landing page.
Go to our landing page. We've got, you know, a poster there. And I mean, the thing I love about those shootouts and like qualify is like, you never know. I mean, like there could be just someone out of the blue who puts up a big score and goes in there and, you know, makes it pretty far enough to win some money. I mean, it's just awesome, but you're definitely probably going to see, you know, some big names and you'll get to watch them. Right. And I think it's always fun to watch, some of those top guns, you know, go head to head and, just watch how they attack targets. I mean, you know, we did a similar event at last year's Georgia State. And I think the one thing that everyone came out saying is like how fast some of those guys shoot the target, right? I mean, like just as soon as they're off the trap, they're just breaking them, right? So it's just fun to watch. Like, you know, you're thinking that break point's going to be 10, 15 feet later or even further, right? And they're breaking them what feels like right out of the gate. So it's fun to watch those for sure.
All right, man. Anything else we need to talk about?
No, just register, come have some fun, drink some cold beer, stay hydrated, drink lots of, you know, Dasani water on the property and break a lot of targets.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to coming. I know it's going to be a good time, and I'll see you, I guess, week of the shoot.
Thanks, Justin.
All right, Dominic. Talk to you later.